This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to another edition of Pistons Thoughts. I'm your host, Jordan Letterman, and today we have some things to talk about. The Pistons sit 9 games deep into the regular season. They're sitting at 4-5 overall record. There's been some good, there's been some bad, there's been some ugly. We're going to talk about all of that, but today we got some good news, finally. Blake Griffin has been cleared to resume all basketball activities, listed as day-to-day, which means he could come back as early as tomorrow night against Indiana. But more likely, in my opinion, which, take it as you will, I think he'll be back early next week at some point. Derrick Rose still listed day-to-day with a strained hamstring, Tim Frazier still out. The Pistons have been dealing with these injuries, but before we get started, I just need to say that we've all been giving Dwayne Casey some crap for his rotations early in the season. Not the best in-game adjustment coach, but I will say that with this team he's trotted out there for 9 games, the fact that they're only 1 game under 500 is pretty impressive. And reinforcements are on the way, so things are looking up. Hopefully, knock on my IKEA wooden desk if you're a Pistons fan. Things could be looking up. Let's start with the ugly, then we'll get to the bad, and then we'll get to the good, because I'm a bad news first kind of guy. We'll end with some positive thoughts. The ugly has been the Pistons' turnovers and their team defense throughout the first 9 games, but all around, the most important critical thing that they have been is inconsistent. And that's why they've only won 4 of the first 9 games, because a lot of these games have been winnable. Their schedule hasn't been the strongest, it's actually been one of the weakest in the NBA. But they've been shooting themselves in the foot 90% of these games with turnovers, poor defense, giving up just countless transition opportunities because of the turnovers. It's just been ugly to watch. But 4 of the games have been great, and even I would say 3 of the other games have been absolutely winnable down to the wire, but the Pistons just shot themselves in the foot each time. That's the ugly. The bad has been, as I sort of mentioned, we're under 500 on an easy schedule, which is semi-excusable because of all the injuries, which is the next bad point. This team's been beat up. They haven't had a real actual NBA point guard active playing the games in the last 3 games. Derrick Rose has been out, Reggie Jackson has been out, Tim Frazier has been out, and Point Bruce has had to do all that he can, Bruce Brown that is, to sort of keep the ship steady. Another part that I'll group into the bad here is Thonmaker, and Pistons Twitter has been going bananas anytime he enters the game. I was high on Thon when he got here last season, but this season, for whatever reason, and even starting in the playoffs last year, look, people promised me the playoff Thon was a different animal, and we got what we have right now that carried into this year, which is he just looks lost, he just doesn't have it offensively, he can't hit a shot, although last night I will say was his best game of the season, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come. But Thon, I need you to improve here. We want you to succeed. It's just not happening right now. Now that we've got the ugly and the bad out of the way, let's get to the good. First of all, as I mentioned earlier, we got some good news. Blake Griffin coming back soon, and it sounds like Derrick Rose is getting closer, but we didn't think he'd be out this long to begin with, so a little cautious there. We're going to see what happens. I do understand that this is a team built on some former injury-ridden players, and that's a point that you can make if you don't think this team can go very far. I get that. But when things get healthy, the Pistons are in a really good spot as a team and in terms of their record to really kind of possibly make some noise this year. Andre Drummond has been an absolute animal. He is genuinely playing like the best center in the league. And before the season started, and let me preface this by saying that half the things I say on Twitter that are bold predictions, I'm absolutely half kidding. But this one, I wasn't. I predicted that Andre Drummond could absolutely be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year if the Pistons have a winning record by the end of it. He's averaging over 2 blocks a game, almost 2 steals a game, almost 19 rebounds a game, and I'm pretty sure he leads the league in deflections. This man is on a mission to get paid, and I think he might be tired of losing. That could be part of this, too. He's honestly improved his game exponentially this summer. And even towards the end of last season, as the season wore on, he was getting better and better defensively. And I really don't think this is a fluke. I think Andre Drummond is putting himself back into the conversation of best center in the league. You got Jokic, you got Embiid, you got Vucevic, you got Gobert. I get it. Some of those players might be automatically better than Drummond, but the way he is playing right now, if he can keep this up and it leads to winning, I don't see how he's not in that conversation. So everybody who said he would never be in conversation for defensive player in the year, I hope you get to be very wrong, and I cannot wait for that day. Towards the end of the year, when they're talking about Drummond versus Gobert versus Giannis versus Kawhi, he is going to be in the conversation for defensive player of the year. Mark my words. Another thing that I like to yell at people for so far this year is that, remember last season when I said you need to make the playoffs, you don't tank for the 10th pick, for the 11th pick, you go make the playoffs, you grab that 15th pick and get Luke Kennard and Bruce Brown some experience in the playoffs. You know what Luke did? Luke had a phenomenal playoff series against the Bucks. Granted, the Pistons didn't win a game, they were two games without Blake, I get that. But Luke developed some confidence there, and it has absolutely carried over to the start of the season. If Luke Kennard didn't have that confidence that he has right now, the Pistons would not have won four games. He's already averaging 17 points per game on 42% three-point shooting. If you want to tell me that that playoff experience wasn't valuable for someone like him, I will tell you that you are dead wrong, and Luke has been a very pleasant surprise this year. And sort of another prediction I had at the beginning of the year was he would be in the conversation for most improved. He averaged 9 points a game last year, he's up to 17 now this year, and I don't see that falling off even when Blake gets back, because as we got to see in the first couple games of the year, Guns N' Roses, shout out to Eli Bashy, Guns N' Roses, Luke Kennard, and Derrick Rose off the bench is going to be absolutely lethal when it comes time for that to happen. This is the part of the show where we get to give Ed Stefanski and co. a huge round of applause, because if it weren't for his offseason additions, this team would automatically be sinking without Blake Griffin 9 games deep. Pistons would not have 4 wins. I don't care how easy their schedule is. If it wasn't for Markieff Morris, if it wasn't for Derrick Rose, even Tim Frazier stepping in with Reggie Jackson out, Tony Snell, who had a perfect 9-for-9 shooting night with 24 points last night. If it wasn't for those super solid, smart additions, this team is sunk, and the season, honestly, 9 games deep, could be over. But here we are. Markieff Morris got off to a slow start. He's been so much better as the games go on. Tony Snell has just been ultimately as solid as it gets, just completely playing his role. And last night was a treat, because you see a guy like that go off for 24 on perfect shooting. That's what we like to see. Derrick Rose is looking like an all-star when he's playing. Granted, we're going on the 4th game without him playing. Hopefully that gets healed up soon. Hamstring injuries are no joke, as we saw last year with Ish Smith. Hopefully he gets healthy, because he has been an absolute beast. Arguably, other than Drummond, he's been the second best player on the team, no question about it. Dwayne Casey, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, has absolutely kept this ship sailing. I mean, I know, as I mentioned, we all give him crap on Twitter for his in-game rotations, for his adjustments in-game, pretty much all of his in-game stuff. Hasn't been the best we've ever seen it, but game to game and just getting everybody ready, it is actually incredibly impressive that he has this team only one game under 500. Keep in mind, they've played 3 games with no point guard. They have played every game without Blake Griffin, pretty much every game without Reggie Jackson. Even the couple he played, he wasn't healthy or himself. So huge major props to Dwayne Casey, former coach of the year, who we might be taking for granted early in the year. I think he's done a phenomenal job, and I cannot wait to see what happens when Blake and Derek and Reggie and everybody is healthy and he has a full team to work with. There have been a few very pleasant surprises so far this year. I will start with Langston Galloway, who is another guy that people have given crap for, myself included, because of his inconsistency and his contract. I don't blame him for the contract. That is all Stan Van Gundy and Jeff Bauer. But his inconsistent play over the last couple years in Detroit has really made him not, at least from a fan perspective, it makes us not want him consistently in the rotation because of his inconsistency. But Langston Galloway has been potentially the most consistent Piston other than Andre Drummond so far this year. He, very much like Tony Snell, just comes in, he plays his role, he has just been so solid. He isn't settling for threes all the time anymore. He's really developed a nice floater, drive to the basket game. He's a willing passer. He keeps the ball moving. Langston Galloway, who I wanted to trade and package with Reggie's deal to get a bigger star on expiring deals, I don't want him gone. I think he is, if he keeps playing like this, which is to be seen, but I mean, this is coming off of an offseason of improvement for him. He looks like he put on some muscle. I want Langston as a Piston for as long as this lasts. Maybe I'll regret that. Maybe I won't. All I can say is, Langston, I'm sorry on behalf of Pistons Twitter for giving you all the shit we give you, because you have been absolutely solid and consistent as hell. And no matter how you feel about Langston, LG Kicks is some fire. Langston Galloway's shoe game is unmatched by anyone but basically PJ Tucker of the Rockets. LG Kicks, for as long as Langston is here, and even when he's not in Detroit anymore, we need LG Kicks presence everywhere we go. Now, another pleasant surprise, which if you follow me anywhere, you know how high I've been on this guy. Christian Wood from day one has impressed the hell out of me. I was excited when we picked him up. He's been dominant in the G League. He was great in the last few games of the regular season with New Orleans. And I get it. End of the year. You're playing for a team, not playing for anything. Numbers could be inflated. I get that. But the skill is there and the talent is there. And now we get to see it. Granted, he definitely needs to improve his defensive and offensive, basically his basketball IQ in general. He has been a little lost on defense the first handful of games, but it seems to be getting a bit better. He seems to be a little more comfortable. Dwayne Casey seems to be a little more comfortable with him. He's been playing over Thon to start, or not to start the year. Dwayne Casey was throwing Thon in there at first, which is a bunch of negative minutes. But Christian Wood's first off the bench now for the big men. And I think as the season goes on, he gets more comfortable. Everybody's teaching him things. Everybody's talking to him. He's just young. He just doesn't quite have it, the IQ-wise, in terms of his basketball IQ. But I think it's slowly developing. And by the end of the year, I think on that end of the floor, we're going to see a totally different Christian Wood. But offensively, this man is a walking bucket. I know that everybody was like, ooh, ISO Joe is a walking bucket. Christian Wood is a walking bucket. He's sneaky quick. He's super athletic, and he's super skilled. So, Christian Wood, so happy he's on the team, in the rotation, making things happen. So here we are, 4-5, 9 games into the season, haven't had Blake, haven't had Reggie, Derek's been out, Tim Frazier's been out, no point guards for 3 games. What is this team doing is a question that I get all the time on Twitter. People are like, you know what, at this point, let's get rid of Blake, let's get rid of Dre. Let's just develop the young guys. If you know me, you know I'm absolute anti-tanking. Here's the thing, and I wrote an article for Piston Powered on this last week, so go check that out. There is no reason to make any decision right now, but when the trade deadline comes, you assess the situation, you see where you're at in terms of playoff position, health, do you want to pay Andre Drummond this summer, which, by the way, if he keeps this up the rest of the season, you pay him whatever he wants because, as I mentioned, he is playing like the best center in the league. But you assess the situation and you pick a direction at the deadline this year. I don't think there's any reason to make it sooner. And there's a lot of people that are questionable on this team's ceiling. At the beginning of the year, I predicted that this team would be fighting for the 5th and the 6th seeds. Now, how great is that? I don't know. It really depends. But if healthy, with the bench reinforcements they've gotten, if they play the way that they can play, they could be fighting for more because Indiana is off to a slow start. Brooklyn is off to a slow start. Orlando, who everybody told me was going to win 7 games more than the Pistons, is off to a slow start. Now, Miami's been off to a quick start. Boston's better than I thought they were going to be. Same with Toronto. Moral of the story, the East is a total crapshoot. I have no idea how this is going to play out, but if healthy, I like what I'm seeing from the Pistons team right now. From all the offseason additions, from the young guys who are developing, I like what I'm seeing. Now, if you're one of those people who thinks that this team won't be good solely because of the injury possibilities with Derrick Rose and Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson, I do understand that. But if you're telling me you don't think this team can be good if they're healthy, I think you're lying to yourself, and I think you're lying to me too, so don't tell me that this team can't be good if they're healthy. But I do understand that health is a big part of this. But, as I mentioned before, Dwayne Casey and the rest of the team, everybody's stepping up in lieu of Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose and Reggie Jackson's absence. Which brings me to something that happened on Twitter last night with Reggie Jackson and a radio station who might be the flagship station of the Detroit Pistons for whatever reason it is. But I saw some nonsense basically saying that they think that Reggie Jackson, when healthy, should be getting benched to see the young guys. But he prefaced it with he's not saying they should tank. So let me get this straight. You want your starting point guard, who, whether you like him or not, is very, very much a factor in the Pistons' win-loss record over the last four seasons that he's been here. When he's healthy, the Pistons win. When he's not healthy, the Pistons don't win. It's very simple. Reggie Jackson, whether you like him or not, has been the most important player that the Pistons have had since he has been here. He has been the X factor in wins and losses. He might not always be the best player during that stretch, but he is the most important. If you want this team to win, you want a healthy Reggie Jackson. You don't want to keep him on the bench because he's healthy, because you want to see Tim Frazier and Bruce Brown and Kyrie Thomas if you want to win. Now, if you want to tank, fine, I suppose. That point can make sense. You keep Reggie on the bench and you rack up losses. But for you to say that you think your healthy starting point guard being benched is a better decision to lead to wins and check out the young guys than your healthy starting point guard playing, I would have to question a lot of your basketball knowledge. I did think that Reggie was going to come in and have a healthy season coming off of a healthy offseason. Joke's on me, whatever. But as he became more and more healthy last season, he got better and better. Now, one thing you have to understand, I have been wanting to trade Reggie Jackson basically since he got injured the first time. And you can't knock a guy for his injury. I just didn't want him on my team. He didn't adjust well coming back from injury. He kept trying to be the same old Reggie, even though his body wasn't letting him do that. Really not his fault entirely, but he didn't adjust, which is on him. Once Blake Griffin got here, Reggie Jackson has completely changed his game. He's really helped himself and turned into a spot-up shooter. He can still get to the basket when he's healthy. He's become an important part of this lineup with Blake Griffin. He's made the biggest sacrifice and adjustments of anybody on this team. And something you need to understand is that Reggie Jackson is this team's best ball handler. You see the Pistons averaging almost 19 turnovers a game without him, because everybody else is having trouble handling the ball. He will initiate your offense. You don't need him to do everything he was doing in 2015-16, running all the pick and rolls, getting to the bucket. But he initiates the offense, keeps the ball moving, and he's turned himself into a good spot-up shooter. But as I just said, most importantly, he is this team's best ball handler. And anytime he's hurt, anytime he's benched in the fourth quarter for Ish Smith, or this year it's going to be Derrick Rose, but anytime that happens, he's always the first person off of the bench, screaming and waving his towel and cheering for his teammates, whether he's been benched for his play, for his injury, whatever. It seems to me, on the outside looking in, that he's a phenomenal teammate, and you know he has a close bond with Andre Drummond. But at the end of the day, him being healthy is crucial to the Pistons' success. And if you tell me that him being healthy and him sitting on the bench will help you not tank, I just can't call you nothing but an idiot. So that's my big old rant for the day. All I'm saying is the Pistons need to get healthy, but they have done a really nice job of keeping themselves afloat. In the meantime, Pistons got a nice week coming up. Hopefully Blake's back soon. Hopefully Reggie's back soon. Hopefully Derek's back soon. And at the end of the day, let's see what this team's got. Until next time, let's get some wins, because as always, it's Detroit versus everybody.